Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Well, Sparky, we really had a busy time last night, didn't we?
I'll say, Mr. Postmaster, a lot of letters to read.
Uh-huh.
Weren't you glad you had me to help you?
Well, yeah, Sparky, you did a fine job. Now, I think we better get to work on tonight's mail.
Don't you want to hear about my latest invention?
No, not at the moment. Come on, let's read a few letters. I've got some, and you've got some. Now, this one is from Kristen Brew, who says, "Dear Santa Claus, I'm 4 years old, and my name is Kristen Brew. I love you because you are very nice and have a soft beard. Please give me a lot of toys, because I am good. I do everything my mommy tells me to do, and that's why I don't get a spanking. I would like you to bring me earrings, necklace, Dolly Pops, Hungry Hippo game, Barbie house, and a makeup set, and a sewing machine, and a new baby carriage, cause my old one broke," says Kristen Brew. "We're going to leave you chocolate milk and cookies, cause you'll be hungry bringing all that stuff." Guess he will, Kristen. "I hope you bring my mommy and daddy some toys, so they won't have to play with mine. Thank you very much. I love you, Kristen Brew." And here, Sparky, is a letter from Dina Butler. And she's writing both for herself and for her sister, April, and writes, "Dear Santa, my name is Dina Butler, and I have a sister named April. I would like some play makeup and a Crayola caddy for Christmas, and April wants a baby doll. We have been fairly good this year. We both love you, Dina and April Butler." And here's a letter from Tim Tuning. Tim wrote this himself and did a very nice job. "Dear Santa, here are a list of things I would like to have." And what a list, Sparkly. "The Guzzler's Corvette, the Super Stunt Dirt Bike, the game called Twister, and in the clothing department, he'd like a shirt, blue jeans, pair of cowboy boots, a backhoe, a Nylant Wrecker set, and the 16-piece Nylant Farm set, and a football game." And says Tim Tuning, "And this is what I will leave on the kitchen table at my grandma's house. I will leave a cup of coffee and a chocolate chip cookie. Love, Tim Tuning." Ah, nice letters. And Sparky, it looks like you've been working on a few there, too. Let's hear them.
All right. Here's one from Allison. Allison has a picture of a stocking on the front of the letter. Allison Grandel. Allison Grandel from Unionville. And she writes, "Dear Santa Claus, all I want for Christmas is a puppy, a yellow Labrador, a Rubik's Cube, and lots of candy. Love, Allison Grandel, who lives on Route 2 in Unionville, Virginia." All right, Allison. Now here's a letter. My, Mr. Postmaster, look at this. It has a picture of Monticello on the outside.
Sure does.
And inside, It says, "My name, dear Santa Claus, my name is Jenny Catherine Chambers. I'm only 3 years old, so my daddy is helping me with this letter. I've been a pretty good girl this year."
There's a little more over on the other side there, Sparky, see?
"Most of the time, anyway."
Yeah, you got it.
"Please bring me the Dukes of Hazzard big wheel, a doll baby, a cheerleader outfit, a Snoopy choo-choo train, and some clothes. And Jenny Chambers says, I will leave you a ham sandwich and a big glass of milk Christmas Eve night. Thank you very much. Love, Jenny." And Jenny Catherine Chambers says, P.S., I will tell my daddy not to make a fire in the fireplace so you can come down the chimney.
Hey, yeah.
That's nice, Jenny Chambers. Santa Claus will feel better about that.
I bet he will, Sparky.
And here's my last letter, Mr. Postmaster.
Let's see it there.
It comes from Sonia Verling.
Oh, yeah.
"Dear Santa, I am 3 years old. My grandma and Pop-Pop that I live with say I have been a real good girl. And Sonia Verling says, I would like for you to bring me a doll and a kitchen. That's a stove, a refrigerator, and a sink. I love you, Santa Claus. Sonia Verling.
Oh, that's a nice collection of letters there, Sparky. And you read yours very nicely. That is that for tonight. Now, Sparky, you said you were going to tell me about your latest invention.
Well, Mr. Postmaster, I have a laboratory.
You have a laboratory?
Yes, master.
Oh, and you invent things there?
Yes, I recently crossed a potato with a sponge.
You crossed a potato with a sponge?
Is there an echo in here? Yes, Mr. Postmaster, I crossed a potato with a sponge.
And how did it taste, Sparky?
Well, it tasted terrible, but it holds a lot of gravy.
I should think so. I shouldn't have asked. You nut, you. Come on, let's get the mail packed for Sam the Courier Elf. Get Sonia's in there already. You got Tim Tuning's in there already. Got them all together, Mr. Sparky?
All right, Mr. Postmaster. All packed. And it's on to Santa Claus. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Sparky.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.